The first step is building rapport. In the grand scheme of things, people tend to buy from the people that they have the most rapport with. When I first got into sales in 1990, the person I was being trained to sell with said, "David, the people that will become your customers will be the people that you have the most rapport with." I asked the question, "Great, how do I get into rapport with people?" He responded, "It's a numbers game. There are some people you'll click with, there'll be some people that you don't. If you go and see enough people, you'll click with enough people that will become your customers and you'll meet your sales targets." That sounded like hard work to me. It means I was going to have to spend a lot of time with people I didn't click with. NLP has an answer for that, as you know. Using the NLP techniques, you can build rapport with anyone that you meet very, very rapidly. So before we do anything else, before we even start the sales process really, we'd want to get into rapport with our potential customer. Face-to-face, that's matching and mirroring physiology. On the telephone, as well as face-to-face, it's matching voice tonality and matching predicates, keywords, and phrases. I did a lot of cold calling earlier in my career, and matching voice tonality was one of the key pieces that led me to be able to sell more. Before I learned about NLP, and I wasn't able to build rapport quickly with people on the phone, they would say the most horrendous things to me to get me off the phone. As soon as I learned the NLP voice matching techniques, even if the person didn't want what I was selling, at least they said no to me nicely, which enabled me to maintain a good state to get back on the phone again and call somebody else. So before you move to the second step in the sales process, make sure you have rapport. Make sure you have all of those indicators of rapport that tell you, yes, I've got rapport with this person, now I can proceed. It makes life as a salesperson so much easier, so much more enjoyable, and even fun.